Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
By the way, did you see that 4,000 flights were canceled on Sunday and Monday because of the weather? Isn't that crazy?
Too many.
I like 20,000 delays too. Jeez. Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it is.
So as of now, pretty fortunate, I would say, here. The winter that wasn't at this point.
Yeah, it really has been. I mean, it's wild that it's that way, but that's the way it's doing.
The number one album of the week on Billboard. Do you think you might be able to guess what it is? For country.
I'm going to be so bad at this. I haven't paid attention.
You are going to be bad at it.
F1 Trillion.
It's a great guess. No, that's it's One Thing at a Time from Morgan Wallen.
That one.
Released March 3rd, 2023, by the way, which is just insane if you think about it.
Huh.
And then it's just back on top.
Back up
it just
top,
keeps man. Going back to the top for the 68th week.
That's wild.
It is weird. How do you think you'll do on the top 10 artists as far as weeks, albums at number one, all
albums
time?
Albums at number one.
All time.
Oh, geez.
So total number of weeks.
Country artists only.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Total number of weeks with an album at number one all time. How do you think you'll do at the top 10? You want to give it a try and see how you do?
Maybe half?
You might do better than that.
Garth Brooks is one.
Number one with 173 weeks.
Wow.
George Strait, but I never remember his albums being that huge, but they had to be.
George Strait, not in the top 10.
Okay.
See, it's just weird. So many singles, over 60 singles.
Right, but
the albums just didn't really sell as much and didn't go to number one. So,
and I would
weird.
Imagine they don't allow like his 60 number ones CD to be part of that, that album.
Well, it may have been, but that still would have, boy, it's so many weeks that these people have been had a record at number one. I just don't think it made it. Yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it is weird. I was doubting the George Strait as I said it.
Yeah. And that was correct. Yeah.
Let's go with, is there somebody like really old?
Yeah.
Like Eddie Arnold.
Not that old.
Not that old.
No, okay. He's
always
really old, but not that old and still alive.
Willie Nelson.
Number four, 107 weeks.
Is Dolly on there?
Dolly Parton is not on there.
Okay.
Not enough albums.
Shania broke a lot of records.
Shania, 97 weeks at number seven. So you got 1, 4, and 7. So far, not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Album.
Don't think too much.
I mean, Morgan Wallen's
Morgan
on
Wallen's
there.
Number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, with 167 weeks already. He's only 6 weeks shy of Garth Brooks. He will be the all-time leader.
Dang, yeah, he will.
Unless he might get it with this album.
Unless Garth gets mad and...
It's possible.
Comes back and does something wild
and it's just crazy.
To break a record.
Yeah, I could see it.
It's wild.
Did one song carry it for Florida Georgia Line?
No. Nope.
Okay.
No. Nope.
Because they were one that was, you know, up there for so long.
I'm going to give you number five. I'm going to take
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn is a great guess and incorrect.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You did sing a song by this group yesterday. You were saying, I think it might have even been on the air you were singing it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
Huh. Remember what I was singing yesterday.
Maybe just the greatest group of all time.
Oh, Alabama.
Number three.
Duh.
125 weeks for Alabama. So duh, far you've duh, got duh. Garth
that,
at
that
one.
That was a bad job on my part.
That was bad, yeah.
I bet you there's people in their cars just yelling.
Oh, without question. Or texting.
Alabama, Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin, what are you, dumb?
Alabama, I thought you liked music.
Garth Brooks 1, Morgan Wallen 2, Alabama 3, Willie Nelson 4. I'll give you number five because it's weird because it's Taylor Swift and it was her country, basically.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would have been, I would never have got that.
So I'll throw that one out. We need 6, 8, 9, and 10. And they're all, I mean, 3 classics and 1 current.
What do you think, Steve? Is there one that you, the current will be Luke Combs.
Luke Combs at number 8, 89 weeks. That is correct. Good job, Kev.
Good call.
And what do you think?
Classic, Steve.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers at number 6. Well done.
My man.
99 weeks at number one with his albums.
I love two to that go. Guy.
One is currently in the news. Has been even this week. Was in the news. A new video emerged.
New video.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, I
somebody on my phone knows it.
Really, mm-hmm. Really. I'm drawing a blank here.
Randy Travis is at number 10 with 80 weeks. You know, he just had that video out this week.
I did not see a Randy Travis video. What was it?
Singing along with the AI at the very end of it, okay, and that whole thing that they're doing with his album.
Yep.
And then Charlie Pride is number 9 with 85 weeks. So the top 10 are Garth Morgan, Alabama, Willie Taylor, Kenny, Shania, Luke Combs, Charlie Pride, Randy Travis. The most number ones, weeks at number one with an album. It's an interesting list, and I mean, honestly, they obviously Luke Combs will continue to climb, and so will Morgan. It'd be interesting to see what the next closest person will be after that.
You mean who gets in there? Who sneaks in?
Of the current ones,
yeah.
Have we ever done, like, your Mount Rushmore of country artists? Have you ever done that?
I mean, I don't...
I know we didn't go all the way through with it and, like... Put it in stone somewhere, like up on Mount Spokane.
I know we didn't do that. That would be cool.
Okay. Well, then you haven't done it.
They should do that on Mount Spokane. They should do the, four greatest citizens.
Okay. So who would make that?
Like, I don't know. Way more fun to do the country music one than it is citizens. But.
Okay. So who would be on your Mount Rushmore?
Of country? That's going to take a long time to go through that. That's going to take a minute.
Oh, okay.
Because
you don't have it prepared.
No.
So you haven't done it before.
I mean, I don't keep it in my wallet like Kevin keeps top fives. I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
it'd be too hard to do.
Okay, fine. You want me to do one? I'll do one. I'll just throw one together right now.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to. We can do that.
No, I hope you're happy. Garth Brooks.
Agreed.
I'm going to go...
Careful, you're going to make some people mad.
Well, yeah, no question.
Settle down. Eric Church.
Mm-hmm.
He was my first... I was just real passionate about him for a while.
Yeah, your first love.
Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that's just... I mean, do I go...
Buck Owens?
Old school? Do I go... New school.
Well, it has to be yours, so you have to be able to actually have some sort of relation to it. And I don't know how much relation you have with some of the older guys. That's just kind of the way it works.
I meant like 90s, because guys I do love.
True.
But, oh, man. Doggone Vince Gill keeps sneaking in, but I can't do it. I can't put him up there.
Shadazy?
No. You know what, Jay? I'm just going to say this, and it's going to make a lot of people really upset, I bet.
Okay.
Sam Hunt, because he would look good in stone.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know the Panasonic Ergo. Gosh, dang it.
How's it going?
Kevin James.
Ergo Fit In-Ear Earbuds. Good God. I honestly don't know why I'm here.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, to make fun of.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Easy answer.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. Hot Topics round two. Busy weekend for Matt Stell.
What's going on with Matt Stell?
Matt Stell, country singer, for those who don't know. Got engaged on Friday.
Nice.
Did you see that?
Oh, cool.
I did not.
Got engaged on Friday. He and his fiance were in Mexico vacationing, and he popped a question on Friday, and then they got married on Sunday.
Oh, geez.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, attaboy.
Yeah.
Short engagement.
Yeah.
He's thinking, you know what? Let's get engaged. Gosh, we're in Mexico. Let's just get married.
Yeah, why not? Interesting. So, yeah, so good for them. I just saw a picture pop up, and I was like, whoa, what? Because Matt Stell married. I thought, wait, I didn't even know Matt Stell had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then I clicked on it, and there you go.
Boom.
Off the market. Engaged Friday. Married Saturday.
Oh.
So literally married the next day.
No messing around.
Kind of
honeymoon Sunday in Mexico.
Less stress, though, correct? Except for family part of it.
Oh, so, and maybe family was there or knew. I mean, way less stress.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Ours was great. On Friday, we were in Mexico. We got engaged. That was on Friday. Saturday, we got married. Not joking. She married me Saturday. How about them apples?
Is he from Boston?
How about them apples?
That's great.
Did you see the Riley Green saga?
I don't think that I did.
Riley Green was out hunting with some buddies.
I feel like that's normal.
And very normal. I don't know where they were hunting, but man, the weather was, it was terrible.
Was it bad?
Yeah, it was one of those where it was just like, oh, man.
So anywhere from the Midwest over.
Yeah, where it was just, everybody's been hit hard.
Yeah.
And so it looked very cold there, but they were all bundled up. They were doing their hunting thing. And somehow Riley ends up in the emergency room.
Which, oh, no.
When you're hunting and you end up in the emergency room, it's not a good story.
Not really, no.
Oh, it could be.
But of all...
How?
I mean, later.
Huh?
Like, after all is said and done, and you're like, oh, I'm out of the emergency room, and, you know, oh, that was a good story.
Oh. Nice. Like a deer attacked you or whatever, and you took an antler to the bottom.
Right.
And so you have to go to the ER, but then later, when it's all said and done, you're like, well... That was a good story to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at like a party, you know, maybe there was like a whoopee cushion involved or something. I don't know. All right, maybe not.
I'm just making notes for our engineer.
Uh-huh. You want to be able to be in control of his microphone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, there we go.
No, I'll just turn it off.
Riley somehow stepped on a nail.
Oh,
and it
gosh.
Went all the way through his foot.
Ay,
yeah. Yeah. And so he had to go to the ER.
Nailed it.
They were fixing him up there in the ER. And
that's going to be tetanus and all the rest of that.
Says to the doctor, hey, nice female doctor.
Mm-hmm.
We're filming you. Is that fine? She's like, yeah. So he's filming and it's got his couple of his buddies with him there.
Okay.
Because they're the ones who took him, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's like, how long before I can go hunting again? And she's like, well, honestly, once your foot's wrapped up here and stuff, it's kind of what you can tolerate pain-wise.
Sure.
And so guess what he did?
Put a boot back on and went back out?
Put his boot back on over his new stitches or whatever he got and went out hunting. So they showed another video of them hunting, and he's like, yeah, I might be crazy at this point, y'all. But he was sitting in a tree stand, happy
Dang
as could
it,
be.
Man.
Ugh. One other funny thing that happened was in the ER where they pulled his boot off.
Right.
His boot was full of corn.
Full of corn?
Corn, yeah. Like, they use corn, I think, with a lot of the deer and stuff.
I see. Luring them out.
And so somehow his boot was full of corn. So when
interesting,
the doctor came in and was like, why is there corn all over the floor? Fair question.
You think?
Yeah. Why is there corn all over my floor?
Yeah, when I think about a guy's foot and a corn, I don't think of something else. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Wow, this makes a really good story. Wouldn't you say?
It's a keeper, Steve. Yeah. You know what? You were right.
Thank you.
That's all he needed today, Kevin. You've just made his day, his week, his month, his 2025.
You really did.
Yeah. Nailed it, Steve.
Appreciate that. Nailed it.
Get it, Steve? Great story.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Stepped on a nail. My brother stepped on a nail. I think that's the last time he went golfing barefoot.
He was golfing barefoot?
Yeah.
Sounds like a story.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why there was a nail on the golf course. I don't know why you'd be anywhere near where there was a nail on the golf course.
Right.
Hit it in the fairway. You don't have to worry about that.
How did scorecard wind up?
I'm sure terrible. He wasn't a very good golfer, and I doubt that he is now.
Hmm. Yeah. Maybe it was good that he stopped playing, right?
Although he is a politician, so he probably scores pretty well.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, right? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. What'd you
that
shoot there?
One stroke. didn't really
right,
count.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you know, I got a 6 on that hole. Well, what'd you get? I got a 4. Classic. Like,
no, you didn't.
No, that's when you do this one, Kevin. You're like, 1 off the tee, 2 over here in the rough, 3 was still in the rough, right. Then you went in the trap for 4, then you were on in 5 and 2 putted. That's a 7.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah. I miscounted.
4. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. 6. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
By the way, I had Warren also look up the, since we're doing facts and stats, and he said he looked at his human flag shirt, and this is what he said.
Kevin James.
It was between 96 and 98.
97?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's clip of the day.
Okie dokie, Kevin.
Hi, everybody. It is time for the clip of the day.
Hi, Kevin.
You know, when I look through these clips, hi, and Steve. I have so many fun clips saved. And you're like, oh, do I want a celebrity today? We had a celebrity yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was a fun one. Do I want, you know.
Ooh, I like Funyuns, but I can't have
them. Ooh, teacher. Like a teacher video.
Yeah,
teacher,
like educational.
Teachers are funny. Mm-hmm. Teachers are, you know, funny.
Great.
Yeah, Jay, do I want something educational?
Yeah,
I
yeah. That as well. Maybe impactful. Maybe, you know, makes you think. Pause.
Yep. Just straight up goofy and funny.
Right?
We could do something.
Could be it.
But it's just for some reason, every once in a while, you just need a baby video.
Papa.
Mama.
Mama.
Aguacate.
Aguacate.
Parangaricutirimicuaru.
So close.
That reminds me of this baby is very small. Too small to be talking that good, by the way.
Right, yeah.
And it's very funny. It reminds me of the Vine days. Remember when you could watch a Vine and you would just sit there?
Let it loop.
And it would loop and loop and loop. That's what I have done with that video. It's funny. I think the one that I sent to Steve says, I've watched this 758 million times.
Easily, yeah.
And I sat there and did the same thing. And it makes you smile every time. So as many times in a row as you could, Steve, that'd be
great. That'd be fantastic. Yes, thank you.
Oh, you want me to watch it or you want me to play it that many times?
I mean, you can watch it all you want. That's not very good radio.
Mm-hmm. It's not. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Now, if you are watching it and it's on the radio,
and we get
that
to hear the audio,
fine.
That's okay, yeah.
Okay, let's see if this works.
Papa.
Papa.
Mama.
Mama.
Aguacate.
Aguacate.
Parangaricutirimicuaru.
Papa.
Papa. Mama.
Mama.
Aguacate.
Aguacate.
Parangaricutirimicuaru.
I heard the same thing.
Papa.
Mama.
Mama.
Aguacate.
Aguacate.
Parangaricutirimicuaru.
Seriously, I heard the exact same thing, so I'm glad that it wasn't just me.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Good stuff.
Beautiful.
Do you think babies are cute, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did you at least chuckle?
No, that was great. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
What?
You just
do you think babies are cute, Steve?
I do.
Yeah.
Do you smile when you see when a small child smiles at you, Steve? Do you smile back?
I don't know. That could be dangerous.
Oh, you need to be checked. If a small child just smiles at you, you can't smile back. You need to be checked.
I do appreciate the
what? It's a child smiling, and you're acting like, I do appreciate the effort that the child has made to grin in my direction.
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot of muscles in your face to be able to smile.
Don't waste it, Steve. It's the greatest asset we all have is our smile.
That's right.
We shouldn't waste it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, don't waste it.
Don't
See,
waste
you're
the opportunity.
What I mean is,
yeah.
Don't waste it, so don't use it. I'm saying, use it. You can never wear it out. Dr. Grumman's would tell us
that's
all the
true,
time.
That's true, yeah.
Smile all the time. You can't wear it out.
Absolutely.
Now, if you're walking like by a park or something and there's some kids on the other side of the fence,
mm-hmm.
and one of them like looks at you and smiles, probably not the best time to stop
okay.
and smile.
Oh, so a bunch of hooligans is what you're saying.
No,
so
I'm that's saying, not like, what he meant.
No, I'm saying like that. I get what your worry is that, like, well, I'm a single guy by himself. They're going to think I'm creepy if I smile at their kid. Okay, I get that.
Well, you can smile at the parent, too. You smile at the adult and the child. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
Oh, don't you worry. I smile at babies all the time and creep them out. Okay. Parents and the whole thing.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Tell Kevin Elvis has been waiting for your confirmation of his songs being good.
Kevin James.
Yes, well, I will text him.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hold on, about 15 minutes from now, we will qualify you for the staycation at Silver Mountain. That's the really awesome package. If you haven't been keeping up, it's two nights at a one-bedroom condo on February 7th and 8th. Sleeps four ski lift tickets, you know, the whole gondola ride up and down, dealio, plus the water park. So we'll be giving that away here in about a week or two. So if you'd like to qualify for that, we'll do it at 10 o'clock. We do it at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4. Okay, guys.
Final thoughts.
It is time. Steve, you get to kick us off.
So, Jay, as you know, I did a little man on the street type of interview interaction yesterday.
That was fun. I enjoyed it. I hope you did.
Yeah, no, it was a good time. Got to meet some people.
I bet.
And quickly forget their names.
Certainly.
And so, you know, I was traveling around the building here, asking people in the sales area for TV and then down in the news department.
Which, honestly, going to TV is like going out on the streets because 95% of them are strangers.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, and okay, here's the thing. So I get down there. None of our, like, typical morning show friends are down there.
Right.
Ouch.
I think they had either left for the day or they were on an assignment or something.
Well, I don't think you went down till 11, and I think they're done
by
then.
They should be gone.
Yeah. So that maybe that was the issue. I went too late. But I saw, so I'm looking around. I don't see anybody that I know. I see people that I kind of recognize.
Yeah.
And the one person that I see that I recognize is Derek Dice.
Yeah, Double D, what's up?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I've never met this man before.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't?
No. But I've seen him on television quite a bit. And he seems like a friendly guy.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of looking around. No one really sees me when I first enter.
You are invisible.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I got to figure out what the best approach is here. But I see him
eye contact with him or no?
No. Oh, he's looking at his computer.
Yeah.
I'm like kind of sneaking around. And I go, I'm just going to do it. So I go up to him and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm Steve, blah, 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 Kevin, Jane, Kevin Show, yada, yada. He goes, oh, okay. And then he talks to me. But I'm wondering, is that the correct approach? If you don't know anybody at all, but you kind of know of someone, is that the person that you go up to?
Or do to
you
break the ice?
Go up to a random person?
No, if you go to Derek first, that's going to help the other people feel more comfortable.
Right. And he's kind of, you know, like high man. Like he's got...
Well, he's an anchor.
He's a nighttime anchor.
He's an anchor, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is the guy that... They see you talking to him. They're like, well, that guy's somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a good angle. That was the right way. Start at the top, work down, so to speak, you know.
Okay, because there were other people like closer to the entrance of the room, we'll say.
And you, you know, the thing is where the way it's set up, mm-hmm. as soon as you started talking, everyone in there would be able to hear the conversation. Yep. It's also dead quiet in there.
Oh, yeah.
Scarily so. As soon as he started talking to you, and I'm sure he was very welcoming.
Oh, no, he was. He was great.
So that was a good
idea.
And
then what happened was something that you didn't really consider, but it
got a couple of phone numbers out of it.
It really sealed the deal for Steve, which was as he's talking to Derek Dice, Derek's wife, who happens to be the boss of everyone downstairs.
Yep.
Including Derek.
Yep.
She is his boss.
At home and at work.
And in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So she chimes in with a different answer than what Derek was
saying. Yeah, fight.
About
fight,
heads
fight.
First, butt first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and she's very fun. She comes out and she starts being fun with it or whatever. Now you have the attention of the entire newsroom.
Yes.
The boss and the anchor are talking to you. So you made yourself welcome down there.
Absolutely.
Oh,
good,
perfect.
Good job, Steve. Well done.
I was wondering if I did the wrong approach, if it was like too much, going in too quick, going in too soon.
No, you're correct all the way around.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that was well played.
Very good. Yeah, no, it was kind of funny. All of a sudden I hear, because she has an office, his wife, because she's in charge.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's kind of off to the side a little bit. And I didn't realize that she was in there. And all of a sudden, I hear.
And have you never met her either?
Well, I had.
Oh, boy. You had an awkward encounter with her before?
Yeah. Gosh, but I think it's fine.
Could we just maybe one time have just a regular conversation with a coworker?
No.
No. No.
It's fine. I think she probably forgot about it.
Oh, I doubt it.
Final thoughts.
She's going to pretend to be past it until one day she sees us in the hallway, Kevin, and she's going to be like, did I ever tell you about the time I ran into Steve and he made it really weird?
Oh, she doesn't even know my name. It's fine.
Oh, yes, she does.
Well, maybe after the encounter.
We get this, you know, service every day that sends a bunch of stories and news and blah, blah, blah. And we just kind of, you know, make our way through it, find stuff that we might want to use, okay? We call it show prep. This service, though, has started doing stupid one-liners. And I'm like, you know what? I never give these a chance.
Mm-hmm.
These are showbiz and sports stupid one-liners.
Okay, wait.
I'm going to share three of them.
Okay, so these are the jokes that they've written for you.
Yeah, they wrote them.
Okay, let's go.
Robert De Niro has recently said that he does not change his newborn baby's diapers.
Mm-hmm.
He's too busy changing his own.
Okay, Go ahead and read the joke part.
Not bad.
It depends on what you're looking for.
Kenny Loggins turns 77 today. Dang, that's hard to believe.
It is weird, yeah.
Kenny Loggins, he looks great. Nowadays, the only danger zone associated with Kenny is in a room when he tricks someone into pulling his finger. Grandpa humor.
I kind of like it.
And finally today, Busta Rhymes. Oh, good old Busta.
I'm just going to let this play instead of the final thoughts, Kevin.
It's hard to not sing along.
I know.
Busta Rhymes has lost 65 pounds since last fall.
Wow. Good for him.
He says he now no longer has to worry about being called Busta Zipper.
Hey.
Busta Zipper.
Hey, huh?
Busta Zipper.
Final thoughts.
Okay. I mean, that one I
Thank
like.
You for repeating it multiple times. It did make it better.
Oh, Busta Zipper.
Busta Zipper. I thought it was going to be Busta Seam, so I was way off. Yeah. Zipper, way better.
It is.
Do you suppose they had a fight about that? There was like two guys writing it, and he's like, yeah, you know, no longer has to be called Busta Seam. No, we should do Busta Zipper. No, Seam's funnier than Zipper. No way, Zipper way funnier than Seam.
And then he's like, shut up, you yappa.
Yeah.
I hope there weren't two people writing those jokes.
Yeah, well, sometimes it just takes, you know, better than one, as they say. All I know is that with the weather as weird as it is and, you know, 20 inches of snow here and a foot there and ice and then there's going to be an ice sandwich where it's going to be ice, then snow, then ice. And I'm like, no, thanks. And, you know, just nonstop weather talk. Then I hear today, California is supposed to have 100-mile-an-hour winds?
Oh, I did see that.
100?
And they're worried about the wildfires with it.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, gosh.
I mean, what?
That seems early for a big wildfire and high winds.
100 miles an hour?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really going to complain about the fog.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Got to go, but we're going to qualify you on the way out here to the for the Silver Mountain staycation, the 2-night stay at the lodge, condo, 4 ski lift tickets, obviously the gondola ride, 4 water park passes, whole thing. You want to qualify for it? 509-441-0999-8, 10, noon, 2, and 4 are your chances to qualify. So, anything else, fellas? Is that it? Kevin, you out of here?
I am wiped out.
He's all done. Steve, everything good over there?
Wipe out. Yeah, we're all good.
Okay. Let's double check. And do you have a red shirt on?
Underneath my sweatshirt, yes.
Oh, we have the same color shirt under our Coyote Country hoodies. Isn't that neat?
Are you wearing a gray sweatshirt?
No, we just have different colored hoodies, but same color t-shirt underneath. I just noticed that. It only took me 5 hours. I'm very observant.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye.
Twins.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye.